This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the House plan and the process ahead of us, because we still got to get through the Senate. And the Senate says, well, we're going to write our own bill. We're not really going to pay any attention to that. I think they're going to take a look at it, but then there are senators on both sides. Of course, when CNN looks at the seven Republican senators, they say we need to watch on this health care bill. They look at the liberal ones like Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Rob Portman, and this is true, folks. CNN says each of these less ideologically driven senators have already voiced concerns. No. These liberal senators, these liberal Republicans who are to the left of many Democrats, oh, they're not ideological at all. See, that's the same thing we see happening in France. They always talk about Macron as being centrist, and he is moderate, and anybody who takes a globalist establishment approach, whether Republicans here in this country or whether they're globalists abroad in France, the mainstream media always calls them centrists. They call them moderates. The Republicans who are opposing any changes at all to Obamacare were always talked about as being centrists and moderates. They never called them hardline socialists. They never call them socialist extremists, okay, or globalist extremists. They never use the words extremism unless they say far right. They never call these people far left globalists or extreme globalists. They never use those types of languages. So we're also going to take a look at some of the back and forth that's going on in France. It's actually kind of funny, the rhetoric going on there. But I want to stay focused in this segment on the article that we were just talking about. I was talking about it. Alex talked about it. It's at Infowars.com. Congress is holding, quote-unquote, secret conversations about removing Trump. This is by Clifford Cunningham. And, of course, it focuses on the New Yorker magazine article written by a man named Osnos, and he's been making the liberal talk radio circuit, going on MSNBC, going on NPR. And as I was reading from the article saying, understand what they did to Barry Goldwater in 1964. You know that they smeared him as a crazy Dr. Strangelove character with his finger on the nuclear button. They had the Daisy ad that aired only once, and then the media kept running it over and over again, implying that he was going to put us into war. What did LBJ do? He escalated Vietnam. Had absolutely no management of it whatsoever. He was a very dangerous, warmongering demagogue. But, of course, Goldwater, who was really grounded, he was rational, and he was principled, but he just wasn't a globalist. Okay, they did everything they could to destroy him. And so what they did back in 1964, they had a magazine go out and had 1,000 psychiatrists call him warped, impulsive, paranoid, schizophrenic. He successfully sued them for libel, and 9 years later, the American Psychiatric Association came up with the Goldwater rule that said that you're not going to make a diagnosis from afar, and you're not going to talk about it even if this person is your patient. You're not going to diagnose people who aren't your patient that you're going to diagnose over the television, okay? And if they are your patient, you're going to have to exercise doctor-patient privileges. You're going to have to get their permission to talk about it in public. Well, they did it 1,000 times, had 1,000 psychiatrists smear Barry Goldwater, because first they have to destroy your character so they can destroy you, or assassinate your character so they can assassinate you. And they've done it now with Donald Trump more than 50,000 times. So 50 times the number of people out there smearing Donald Trump with this, signing a petition saying that he's too mentally ill to perform the duties of the presidency. And we have Democrat Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, quoted by Osnos and others, saying that this is a guy who is the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee hearing, Intelligence Committee, I should say, privately told his friends that he puts the odds at 2-1 against Trump completing a full term. And Bill Kristol, the always never Trumper, even after Donald Trump shot the missiles into Syria, and we had other people with his publication like Elliot Abrams come out and say he's finally president. Bill Kristol says, no, I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to get impeached. They are going to stab him in the back. This, he cannot trust these establishment globalist never-Trumper neocons. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture them. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. New York Times smears Le Pen and French patriots as racist extremists. And, of course, we had a very interesting debate the other night. The election is going to be on Sunday, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Breitbart had a story, Macron's deplorables moment, and as I said, it's really probably more of a Les Miserables, you know, where he's calling them hateful cowards. He's going all this stuff, and it kind of reminded me, we read these insults, it's kind of like Monty Python's Holy Grail, if you remember, where they go up and do a siege on the French castle. And the French guy comes out and taunts them. So you look at this Macron, the taunts that he has out here. It's almost like, you stupid nationalist types, I fart in your general direction. He goes, they're here. It's they who are true enemies, these nationalists. They are powerful, organized, skillful, determined. You pass them in the streets, the countryside, the web, most often well hidden. hateful, cowardly. You know them. There he is, right there, standing inside. The party of the agents of disaster, fearmongers, the French far right, it's here. They use anger. They propagate lies. For decades, they have fanned hatred, fomented divisions, imposed their discourse on discrimination. So then the hurling of the livestock begins. That was the French debate, okay? Very much like the Monty Python sieging of the castle. Marine Le Pen came back and had a great reply. She said, the reality is you went to see Merkel. There they go. Bring out the cows to throw. You went to, and here's where she throws her cow, okay? She says, the reality is, you went to see Merkel, and you asked for her blessing because you plan to do nothing without her agreement. And he goes, well, of course I want France to measure up to Germany. She said, let me tell you what happened. France will be led by a woman. It'll be either me or it'll be Ms. Merkel. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. He is a globalist. He is a globalist puppet. This is a guy who is a Rothschild banker. It's pretty amazing, really, when you look at it. This guy does some, he buys his way out of a government obligation to do some service there. And he goes to work for the Rothschild for a couple of years, comes back fabulously wealthy. They put him in a socialist regime. And what he does there is he destroys the popularity of Hollande, the guy who did not run for re-election, first time a French socialist has not run for re-election. He destroyed his credibility because he implemented austerity programs from a French socialist perspective. It was a socialist party that was in power, and they hired this Rothschild banker, and he implemented these EU austerity programs that were antithetical to what the socialist party was about. That's why there was a split in the socialist party. That's why you had that one guy that rapidly rose up, finished third or fourth. The first four people are very closely tied. He's now thrown his support behind Marine Le Pen because he is not for the European Union. He wants to have these decisions decided in France. So this has really split the Socialist Party, bringing this banker into the Socialist Party. And, of course, he quit so that he could run for president. And his party is called In March, or just move on, if you will. Okay. Yes. Yeah. It's the youth, the Soros people. Mm-hmm. It's the same pattern we see in every one of these countries. The Soros organizations coming in there, march on.
Right. And then Hillary Clinton is, of course, creating another anti-Trump group, and it's going to be called Onward Together. Yes. So this is the thing. It's like, let's move on. And it's like, I wish you would move on and go back to the little rock that you crawled from under.
Or at least come back with a different slogan.
Right. Well, it just kind of shows you how globally they're all colluding together to move on and onward together. But it's just incredible how the actual fake news is that they are trying to paint this guy as the outsider when he is totally an insider. He's a globalist. He was put in there. And what we're seeing in the last debate that they had, where Le Pen kind of gave him a little jab and she said, well, you know, I'd hate to find out that you have some offshore account in the Bahamas where you're evading taxes. And so now Macron is actually suing Le Pen over these Kremlin smears. Where have we heard all of this before?
Yeah, yeah.
They're all onward together with the Russian agents and Russian election interference. But he's basically suing her, accusing her of smearing him with these fake claims of tax evasion. Meanwhile, the French media refuses to report on anything or doing any digging. And 4chan is actually posting images from Macron's offshore bank account, allegedly. And these images show this LLC operating agreement. It's not in the Bahamas. It's in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, there you go. So it was fake news. It doesn't have an offshore account in the Bahamas. It's in the Cayman Islands.
Right.
Because they cut him a better deal.
Right. And so that's sort of the thing. But we're not going to hear about this in the French media, as Watson's been pointing out. You see all the magazines on all the newsstands. It's all Macron, and he's just handsome, and some of them, he even has his shirt off, and you can see his six-pack. And obvious what they're trying to do there. It's almost like putting Hillary Clinton in all the halo photos.
Well, just look at the headlines from AFP after the debate. Macron convinces the majority of French viewers in a TV. In other words, he's the winner. He's convinced us. Haven't you been convinced? That's what they do with their push polling. They tell everybody that he won the debate and people want him to win the election and so forth and so on. They're saying that he's ahead 60-40. But then we have these other articles where you have people saying, wait a minute, are we going to make the same mistake we did with the American election? Are we going to ignore the fact that there's an energized base here that is going to show up that hasn't showed up in previous elections that maybe we're not even polling? Remember when some people in the Democrat Party said, the problem is we didn't even poll rural white America because we didn't think they were relevant anymore.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that's happening here. So there's a lot of there isn't any enthusiasm for Macron, and there is a lot of enthusiasm for Marine Le Pen in the rural areas. It is breaking down very much like we see here in America. And there's a reason for that, folks. You know, we have a very different culture from the French people, and we're not going to be promoting the kind of, it's a French word, laissez-faire. They have abandoned laissez-faire in France. They're pretty much of a socialist government control orientation. But nevertheless, when we look at nationalism, we all understand that we want the French to be able to be French. We want the Mexicans to be able to be Mexicans, the Americans to be able to be Americans, the British to be British, so forth. That is true multiculturalism. It is the globalists who want to eradicate this rich tapestry of cultures and homogenize us down to the lowest level possible so they can control us from a one-world government. So we want to have this kind of variety, this kind of true multiculturalism. We just don't want to have it forced upon us in certain areas. We want people to have freedom of association, to have freedom of culture, to have borders and laws of their own choosing, rather than having it imposed upon us from a centralized position of control, which is what the globalists hardline left extremists want, okay? Right. Let's call the globalists the extremists and the hardliners, because that's what they are.
Well, David, perfect example. I was just reading a story this morning about how Venice, Italy is actually just, they're having such an issue with the massive amount of tourism that's coming in there. And then with that, there are a lot of kebab shops and pizza by the slice. They're popping up. And so all these tourists are coming in and they're just grabbing their food to go and then taking it to the monuments and the sites and then leaving their trash everywhere. But all the actual shops and the local produce and the local businesses that make up Venice, Italy, they're not getting any tourism flow because they're just going to these quick things and then getting back on their cruise ship or, you know, however they get in.
What's the same thing you see everywhere?
Saying, look, you're deteriorating the very culture of Venice, Italy that you've come here to see.
That's right. I know that when we first went to Britain, London, in the 1980s, my wife and I, and there were all these small individual shops, just like there were in America at one point in time. And then you have the big multinational hamburger places that come in and drive everybody out of business. And so you lose what made an area unique. And that's what you're talking about in Venice, the fact that the multinationals come in and they homogenize everything. They take out what is unique in that area. They drive the small businesses, the mom and pops, if you will. Britain was known as a nation of shopkeepers. Well, no more, because the shopkeepers are being driven out of business by centralized control, by Amazon or whatever. But it's in the food areas, it's the big multinational conglomerates that come in.
Right. Well, and then, so kind of back to what's going on with the election there in France, remember we reported on this back in February that Facebook and Google are actually joining to help fight the fake news ahead of the French elections. After they saw what happened here, they weren't able to curtail the rising tide of the alternative media and people getting their information from sources other than the mainstream news, mainstream propaganda channels. They said, well, we can't let this happen in France. So Facebook and Google got ahead to help stop stories from spreading during France's election. This latest news with Macron's potential offshore account is spreading like wildfire to the point that prosecutors in Paris are actually opening up investigations into people like Jack Posobiec here in the U.S. because his name is huge on this internet algorithm saying, look, he is one of the main purveyors of this fake news. What can we do? How can we stop him? And so this is just what's so interesting to see. Will they be successful in shutting down these posts and stopping the free information from being able to spread so they can get in their establishment?
Well, I think what you're seeing kind of parallels in some respects the way that people are successfully competing against the bland multinationals. You know, they come in with their bleached out hamburgers and synthetic stuff. And the way that people compete against that is to have authentic, rich counter food to that. Right. And the trouble is that the tourists don't know where to go, so they fall back on what they're familiar with. But when you talk about the people who live there, when you talk about information, people want something that is authentic. That's the key thing. And so that's the struggle that they have. They're offering us this bland, fast food version of information, and nobody's buying it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good point.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking about the upcoming French election that's coming up this Sunday. It's going to be very interesting. It's a big test of nationalism versus globalism, but it is even more than just a test. this will truly be the death knell of the EU if France leaves in addition to Britain. That will be leaving essentially the Germans by themselves, with only themselves to boss around instead of other people. So before we go to a video that we got, which is really interesting, because when you look at the issues before the French people, of course, a big part of this is the open borders. That's what the globalists want to do. They want to homogenize societies. They want to create chaos and conflict, bring in terrorism. And so this is a big part of the referendum. And we have a video here of some pro-migrant French being asked to house a refugee. And you'll see what their answers are. Very interesting. Very revealing. Before we get to that video, real quickly, however, we really do want to thank you for your support with this 30-hour megathon that we've done with the sale to fundraiser. And we have sold out of Supermail Vitality. We have extended the sales this weekend, but Supermail has sold out. We're about to be sold out of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and we're about to be sold out of DNA Force. We still have many things that are discounted. We have 20% off things like Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula, 20% off Knockout, all natural sleep aid, 20% off Winter Sun, that's our natural vitamin D3 supplement, 20% off Prostagard and BioPCA and Biome Defense and Living Defense, as well as 30% off ProPure King water filters and 30% off Brain Force Plus. So you'll find all those specials that we're continuing through the weekend. We really do appreciate your support. And as we pointed out, X2 Survival Shield Nascent Iodine is about to be sold out, as well as DNA Force. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take a look at the specials that are there, many deep discounts, and we thank you again for your support. Let's play this video that we've got of some pro-migrants being asked to house a refugee. And Leanne, you can read the subtitles for our radio audience as we play this video here. Go ahead.
So this is a W9 television channel. They sent a man out. You know, what do you think about this massive arrival of migrants in France? And everyone's like, it's great. We're a welcoming country. It's positive. Do we have to welcome them? Yes, of course. But they also deserve it. And then it sort of switches. Well, would you be ready to welcome a migrant in your house? Of course, yes. I would love to do that. My house is open for them. Oh, we just so happen to have Slobodan right here. He needs a place to stay tonight. He's been traveling for 2 weeks. He's very hungry. He needs a shower. Wait a minute. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. For me tonight. It's a little bit rude to ask me, you know, right in front of him. So when you put him on the spot, they're like, no, I can't. No, not tonight. I'll put him up in a hotel. Someone gives him $20. Go get a meal. Here's a shower. And that's what it is. I'd rather give him money for lunch.
That's not exactly possible. So there you go.
Yeah.
Let them put their refugee where their mouth is.
They deserve to be here. It's not just that we need to bring them in the country. They deserve to be here. And that's we did this exact same video when we were having the influx with all of these unaccompanied minors from across the border, and we did the same thing. Went out and said, well, here's this petition. Will you sign it to say that you'll allow them in your house? We'll take your name, your address, and as soon as they arrive, we'll send them over. And then they were like, well, whoa, wait a minute. I have to take care of them? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, yeah. Where are they going to go? Who do you think is going to take care of them? And
let's play the video that we've got of the Syrian refugees. We had the same thing done in America, in New York, Washington Square Park in New York. Do you guys have that video ready? Can we play that one? Okay, let's play that.
The governors in our United States so that they don't want to take in Syrian refugees. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think they all have to go read the Statue of Liberty.
Do you think we should take refugees into this country?
Of course. Everyone in this country is a refugee.
And people up for taking them into their homes. You got a fat pad or what?
No. I'm a street performer.
Okay, but you still got, running water.
I got it.
So you think that we should take the refugees?
Absolutely.
All right. Give us your email address. You're signing up to house some refugees. That's what we need.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Would you be willing to take one into your own home?
Well, a studio apartment, I don't know.
Yeah, that's making
a studio apartment where they're better coming than, from. Another winter in the desert.
I don't know if I would do that.
Do you have room at your house?
Yeah.
All right. You're in. Just write down your email address.
Okay, let's hold it right there because I want to say something. Understand, all these people, while I got a small home, your home is going to get a lot smaller because you know what? When we have open borders and we give people free education from all over the world, your taxes are going to go up. You're not going to be able to afford your home.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Leanne McAdoo. And as we were going to break, you saw that video first in France where they said, talked to all these people and said, yeah, we love refugees. We want them to come in. Well, we got one right here. You want to take him? And they all demurred. Then you had the one that was a little bit older talking about Syrian refugees, and everybody said, yeah, we got the Statue of Liberty. You really need to know what that's about. Certainly I want refugees to come in. Well, will you give us your address and sign up for this? And they all start demurring. And many of them, I thought it was interesting because, of course, this is New York. They have very small apartments. And guess what? You are going to have a smaller apartment. You're going to have a smaller home. You're going to lose your ability to own homes. If we open up our borders to unlimited numbers of people coming in here, that we say we're going to give them a free education. Just that alone will destroy your home, your ability, your American dream, because we have to educate the dreamers. So you can sacrifice the American dream so that you can provide a free education for anyone who wants to come here, no matter the number. We don't have any say about that. That's going to be the globalists and the European Union and the people at the UN who are going to decide how many people we bring in here. And, of course, we're going to have to educate them in the language of their choice. We don't even want to try to create an American culture that's based on English. As a matter of fact, Jean-Claude Juncker, one of the EU officials, president, I think, is his official title there, said, we're going to stop speaking English altogether. I do not like English. Okay, so they're going to, they don't like our cultures. They don't like us. We saw it from Macron. He doesn't like anybody who's nationalist. It doesn't matter whether you're English or whether you're French. He doesn't like the French. These people want to destroy every culture that they're in. But you're going to lose your home. You're going to be put in a tiny shoebox, and it's going to be far more expensive than it is now, because one of the biggest costs of your home are the property taxes that you pay for education. And that is exploding everywhere that we have this uncontrolled immigration. I want to go to the other part of what we've been talking about, of course. In the last 30 hours, we've been doing this. Well, actually, it ended yesterday. Seems like it's still going.
Yeah.
But we had the 30-hour mega broadcast. Because there's so much attack on free speech in general and on InfoWars in particular. And a good example of this is a gentleman. His name is Michael DeBerry. You can find him on YouTube. You can also find him in New Orleans. My wife and I took a trip to New Orleans, and we saw him there in the corner of the French Quarter. He's got a business that's set up there. He's got a stand. He sells T-shirts, other things like that. And he's got displays. You can't miss it. He's got displays about InfoWars and Alex Jones and Donald Trump. He's dressed up like Uncle Sam most of the time, and he engages people in conversations, and he has some very interesting conversations. He puts them up on his YouTube channel. Here's one of the interesting conversations. We did an article about it, Paul Joseph Watson. A crazed leftist wants Alex Jones killed. She says he brainwashes people. He should be killed, and we're going to play this video for you here. She says, he says, ma'am, Alex Jones, you're saying needs to be killed? Is that what you're saying? She said, yeah, I am. He says, I want Alex Jones to be taken out. Taken out for brainwashing. And she says she's a teacher, but in like most teachers, she doesn't brainwash anybody.
Right.
But she doesn't want to hear other opinions, and she knows better than you. And at one point, she burst inexplicitly into tears before saying, my son has been completely brainwashed by this a-hole. And then they get into all of this. And I want to, I'll just let you watch this as it unfolds. Here's Michael DeBerry talking to a teacher who doesn't like a conflict of ideas. She doesn't want a marketplace of ideas. She just wants to take out anybody that she disagrees with, especially Alex Jones. Let's start with InfoWars. We'll kill them first, and then we'll come for the rest of you.
Hmm.
Remember the pastor in Germany? Okay, let's play this clip of Michael DeBerry.
Speech. You're saying someone that gets up there and speaks, you want to kill them. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's not you, authority. Stay right here.
I have nowhere to vent what I have to say. Let me do it here because it doesn't matter.
Alex Jones needs to be killed.
It doesn't matter. Famous last words.
So free, what do you got against free speech? What do you got against free speech, lady?
I want you to listen to me. Now, this is totally different than what you think. Okay? I want Alex Jones to be taken out for brainwashing. Not free speech. I believe in free speech. You know what we were just doing? We were speaking freely.
But you're saying you want to stop someone who has a news program that millions of people listen to, and you want to go ahead and eliminate his brain? You want to get him killed? You want to basically, you want to eliminate free speech? How do you say you support free speech and at the same time want to stop someone from practicing it? Would you please tell me how you hold those two thoughts in your head and can justify them? When someone does something against my First Amendment, you better believe I'm going to get aggressive. Now, you tell me how in the hell you justify.
No, you're talking about free speech.
Yes.
And I'm speaking freely to you. Are you going to listen to my
voice? Yes, I want to hear you qualify what you just said.
Okay. I want you to hear it. And it doesn't matter because you're a stranger to me. And I speak to you.
Okay.
My son is completely brainwashed by
this. So you want to kill him? Rather than listen to what the man has to say, maybe he's saying something that makes sense, and maybe your son is right, you want to kill free speech. You don't even give your son credit to have his own mind. You are that bad. You don't give a
care about yourself or anybody else, lady. All you care about is
Or what?
Or what, you mother...
I'm not at all affected by your upset. And you're not all affected as might be yourself.
I think you're the brain damaged one, lady. You're the one that's pissing all over the First Amendment. You better seek help.
I see
what it goes on. What? The free speech that you want to kill? I suppose you're all for that Berkeley riots. For them stopping Ann Coulter. Is she bad too? Should we kill her? How about Milo, the comedian?
No, Andrea,
how about the comedian? They stopped in Berkeley too. You want him killed? How many people you want killed that you don't agree with, lady? Tell me how much totalitarian Nazi bull you got in you.
All right, that's good. Let's pull it back here. You know, and he's exactly right. It is Nazi totalitarian BS. You know, it was Pastor Martin Niemöller. He was a Christian. He said, you know, first they came for this group. I didn't do anything because I wasn't a member of that group. Then they came for another, and then they came for me. And there was nobody left to save me. They're coming for Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's another attack on Alex Jones, attack on InfoWars. And as you have seen, even with Fox News, you know, first they single out this person or that person. They do it with the Trump administration. They isolate, they attack, they take down, they move to the next one. They don't stop. And she stands there going on and on and on, trying to convince him that it's a perfectly rational thing.
Well, she
to take out
too.
Alex Jones.
Well, she starts crying, too. It's, yeah. It's back. It's my feelings. I've been offended and I'm hurt. And I feel like my child's been brainwashed, and so because it hurts my feelings, and I don't agree with it, he needs to be taken out.
Let me tell you where your kids are brainwashed. They're brainwashed when you send them to college. I mean, we've talked about this over and over again. Where you send them to the University of California system that has Janet Napolitano as the president of the entire university system. They don't want any free speech. Mm-hmm. And so these are the people, and here she is as a teacher. I'm going to explain to you rationally, and you know, she's very cold-blooded about it, except for the point where she starts to cry about her son, who listened to Alex and was convinced. She doesn't want to convince you that Alex is wrong. She wants to convince you that Alex needs to be taken out and shot, okay? Which is what you see in the response to Alex when he went on with Piers Morgan. You know, let's just take him out and shoot him wearing a uniform. Remember when they did that?
Was perfectly okay to make those death threats, just like it's been perfectly okay to make death threats against President Trump and to have, how many was it, 50,000 mental health professionals signing a petition claiming Trump is too seriously mentally ill to perform the duties of president and should be removed under the 25th Amendment.
I think those medical...
Have they treated him? I mean...
Yeah, those medical professionals, we ought to take that list and turn it over to the American psychiatric profession and say, yeah, you need to look at these people's credentials and maybe disbar them because you've already set up your own rule saying you're not going to do this kind of a witch hunt with Barry Goldwater. So these people need to be the ones who are investigated because they're out there making pronouncements about somebody that they don't know anything about.
Exactly.
They're a public persona.
Exactly. They haven't personally treated him or even probably spoken to him whatsoever. But based on their political leanings and their perspective and the way they see the world, they can determine that this man is crazy. So do you think that they might perhaps do this in their own practice with someone else who's coming in thinking,
well, here's the bottom line.
I disagree with your politics. You're crazy.
What they're doing is they're using their credentials. They're abusing their credentials. They're saying, because I'm a doctor, and because as a doctor, I don't follow any of the rules by the American Psychiatric Association for ethics. I just diagnose people from afar. If they were my patient, I would release their information without getting a clearance for them. So because I don't follow any of these ethics rules, because I don't really do a real examination, but I went to school once and I got a degree and I have credentials, so therefore you should listen to me, even though everything that I'm doing is totally unprofessional, totally unethical, still pay attention to me because I signed my name as part of this petition. Those 50,000 people who did that need to be looked at by their respective professional associations because they are abusing their professional credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what needs to be investigated for political purposes. And we see that with climate change. We see that over and over again with climate change. They don't argue the facts. They argue that I'm an authority. Listen to me. I'm telling you what's going on, and I have seen this so many times of people making false pronouncements. I've pulled this out many times, the articles that we had from professionals 30, 35 years ago talking about how we're going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s, and we're going to be out of gas by the late 1980s, and so forth and so on. Absolute nonsense. We're going to have global cooling.
New York
we're
will
going
be
to go
underwater.
Into, yeah, we're going to go into a new ice age. Now we're going to go into global warming, and it was because of nitrogen. Now it's because of carbon dioxide. It's just on and on and on. These pronouncements these people make, not backed up by any facts, and dire projections that cannot be tested. They're models that cannot be tested, and we know that they're rigging even their measurements. So, but you know, they're authorities, and we need to listen to them because they've got a job somewhere in a university, or there's somebody like Al Gore. What does Al Gore know about science? He doesn't know any more about it than Bill Nye. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, these people are not scientists.
The inconvenient truth is that you got it all wrong. That's the and now they're going to have inconvenient truth 2.0. I mean, really, people are still going to buy your crap after you totally got everything wrong, and that now they've got their updated data, and then they don't explain to you that they say, well, the hurricane cycles are on the rise, we're seeing more intense, but what they don't tell you is that they stopped calculating the data prior to 1980 that showed that hurricanes were actually, they had been declining, so now they're naturally rising back up. But they don't show you that. They just want you to understand the data that fits into their political agenda. And that's why when I see this thing about Trump and these Congress holding secret conversations and these doctors, what a dangerous precedent for psychiatrists to be able to determine someone's crazy because they don't agree with your politics and they just want to observe you from the outside. Imagine how many people out there are on psychiatric drugs because some person is actually going beyond their professional capacity. They're just making a judgment on them based on their own paradigm. How dangerous is that?
Yeah, it's unethical. It's unprofessional.
Right.
Let's talk about, you know, Obama is out there saying that it's, he's very concerned. He's watching Donald Trump and the House Republicans with this restructuring of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that. I think they have made some good strides in it. Quite frankly, I'll kind of tip my hand here and say that I want to see a real repeal. I want to see the framework end. I know that there's not support for that in the establishment Republican Party. So at least we're moving in the right direction. At least we're making some major movement in that respect by taking away the mandates, taking away $1 trillion worth of taxes, and giving people incentives instead of beating them over the head with a stick and a mandate. We're giving people tax credits. And this is not a deduction. Understand, a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy insurance, and it's going to be a tax credit that is based on age, and then they're also going to means test it. As we pointed out before, Obama is saying his business is being deconstructed. He didn't have a business. He had a socialist model. And we can look at what's happening in Venezuela right now. We need to call it Venezuelan healthcare. Look at this article here. Armored car hits a crowd as Venezuela riots leave over 300 injured. This is what happens when you pretend that you're going to give people stuff for free.
It's incredible.
As I pointed out, everybody is saying, and we even have a GOP senator saying, change to the healthcare situation is going to have to pass the Jimmy Kimmel test, that we're going to take care of little children. Look at that. This is an armored car driving through the crowd.
Plowing through a crowd. Holy smokes.
That's what it devolves into, because it always, when you look at communism, it always devolves into that. When you start stealing assets from people and just kicking the can down the road, and this is basically what Obamacare is doing, and we need to pull back from this. We've got a lot of Republicans who don't want to pull back from this. And we got Republican senators who are saying it needs to pass the Jimmy Kimmel test. As I pointed out before, this was a private charitable hospital in L.A. that has a budget of $233 million a year to provide care for poor children. Jimmy Kimmel could have afforded to pay for that out of his pocket. Jimmy Kimmel had insurance. And so his child would not have been uncovered if it wasn't for Obamacare. His child would not have had a pre-existing condition that was excluded. That was the lie of Jimmy Kimmel. But the true lie about all this is that the real pre-existing condition is socialism. That's what we see in Venezuela. What is happening to the children in Venezuela? The children in Venezuela are not getting even the most basic health care.
Right.
They're not getting food because of their socialist policies. You cannot run a country on social. If you want more affordable health care, then what you have to have is a market-based structure. That will bring the cost down. To the extent that the government subsidizes it, we see that medical care goes up. We see that tuition goes up at college universities at a very fast rate because it's subsidized. They have no incentive to try to save money. And eventually you run out of other people's money, just like you're right now. They're sweeping all this money out of Fannie and Freddie to pay for these subsidies. And as Mitch McConnell pointed out, he said, well, if your metric is getting universal coverage for everybody, it's a failure because we still have tens of millions of people who don't have any health care coverage in spite of the fact that they are stealing. There he is right there. As a GOP senator saying it doesn't pass the Jimmy Kimmel test. Okay, we'll tell you about that. The Jimmy Kimmel propaganda that he did the other day doesn't pass the sniff test. And as I point out, they cannot, the socialists cannot deliver on the goods. They can't even deliver basic food to people in Venezuela. And you see those riots, they're absolutely amazing. You know, Leanne, when we were in China to adopt my daughter, seeing that that armored car go through the crowd there. In China, there's so many people on the street. It's kind of like the only thing I've ever seen like that before was going to New York City on St. Patrick's Day. And this armored car pulls up in this crowded street. It's like a parade. It's just packed with people. And a guy gets out with a loaded shotgun, double-barrel shotgun, pointing it at the crowd. And I said to my family, let's get out of here. This is insane. Lowered it down, pointing at everybody to intimidate people. And it's like, if one person pushes that, it's going to go off. This is absolutely insane. And it's even worse in Venezuela. Stay with us.
At certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Why the union's that big businessman, and it's going down inside of the door. Why they used to put food in Kansas, then they want to put it on the moon, and eat it raw.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. Just want to thank you for your support over our 30-hour broadcast. We have sold out of Supermail Vitality. We're about to sell out of Survival X2 Nascent Iodine and about to sell out of DNA Force. And, of course, it's very expensive for us to produce DNA Force because of BioPQQ, very rare, very valuable ingredient in that. You can look at the 175 clinical studies that support how effective that one particular ingredient is. But, of course, that's not the only thing that's in DNA Force. But that makes it very difficult for us to replace it. So when it sells out, it's out for a while, and it's about to sell out again, DNA Force. We do have a lot of products that are still in stock and still on sale, and we are extending this sale throughout the weekend to thank you for your support. We have 20% off Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation, 20% off Knockout, that's our all-natural sleep ingredient, 20% off Winter Sun, a all-natural vitamin D supplement, as well as many other ingredients, 30% off ProPure King water filters, 30% off Brain Force. So take a look at the sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We are extending that mega special sale that we have there, and take advantage of that while the supplies last. Thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely.
Okay, Leanne, you've got a couple of, this is the last segment that you're here with us.
Yeah, just got a little news blitz. Well, there's an article, I guess this is Homeland Security putting this out. ISIS, in their Islamic State magazine, they've published tutorials on vehicle, knife, and arson attacks in the past. So we know in their past magazines, they say, this is the way that you can do these attacks and avoid any law enforcement figuring it out. Just go ram trucks into people. And we've seen that these jihadists have taken that on. Well, now they're putting in their magazines, use fake apartment and job listings in Craigslist ads to lure hostages and then murder victims. And so it's less about, they really just want to have as many assaults as humanly possible. So this is, I mean, this is something that's pretty scary because we're seeing that they're heeding the call. They're ramming the trucks into people. They're using knife attacks rather than trying to detonate things or suicide bombs and things like that. So this is interesting. We already know people have to be very careful when they answer these Craigslist ads, or you want to go look and, you know, that we've seen women have been murdered when they went to go pick up baby clothes off Craigslist and someone would take their unborn child from them. Just really frightening things, but now you're having to worry about ISIS as well. So that's pretty scary. And then Rand Paul is now said that he has requested info officially on whether Obama surveilled him, which we know that absolutely he's been under surveillance. He's shakes the establishment. He's not afraid to get out there. But he has made now a formal request to see if he was indeed one of these Americans that was inadvertently scooped up, incidentally surveilled by the Obama administration. Meanwhile, we have Huma Abedin, who the FBI knows committed a crime. She deserves a criminal investigation, and he's
passing classified documents to her husband,
so we could print them out for, and she gets off because she didn't mean to commit a crime. I mean,
officer. You talk about playing politics and say, you know what? Don't try this at home. I know that Hillary Clinton committed multiple felonies and security violations. I know that Huma Abedin did it. But, you know, they're very well-connected people in Washington. Don't you try this. And as a matter of fact, they do send people, after he made that disgusting statement, talking about the double standard that he, as FBI director, upholds. He ought to be impeached. He ought to be put in jail. He ought to be deposed. This guy is worse than J. Edgar Hoover. At least J. Edgar Hoover had the decency to lie to us about what he was doing. James Comey does it to our face. You're a disgrace, Comey. You're an absolute disgrace. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about more of this intel that was sought by the NSA on people and putting out unredacted names, not just in the Trump administration. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.